Good afternoon to all my listeners. I hope you're all having a good week.
Today I would like to talk to you about a digital marketing salary survey conducted by Mohamed Ali Hafiz, which can give you a sense of what are the top skills and specializations that earn the most in the US. So, who is Mohamed Ali Hafiz? In case you don't know him, he is a digital marketing career and leadership coach. He is also an entrepreneur with 5 companies under his belt and the published author of Digital Passport book. Hafiz also designed a psychometric test to help you identify the marketing career path that best fits with your personality. So let's get back to the 2018 Digital Marketing Survey. So this survey was conducted on 201 people. And 137 of them were men and 64 of them were women. And like I said, they're all based in the US and mainly scattered around the East Coast of the US.
So what are the top skills that these digital marketers in the US are focused on? So based on the survey, the top skill is search engine optimization.
Content marketing comes second, with 20% of the respondents choosing content marketing. So how much do these digital marketers earn? If you look at the survey, we can see that 81% of digital marketers have an annual salary that is higher than the American median personal income of $31,000. So which is the highest paying digital marketing career at the moment? So if we look at the survey, the majority of the marketeers, which is roughly 26%, who earn more than $100,000, they specialize in conversion rate optimization. And content marketing comes second with 18.5%, and search engine optimization comes third with 16.6%. So does experience pay more? So although there was a small percentage of marketeers, roughly like 3.5%, who have 3 to 5 years of experience and they earn more than $100,000, but the majority of our high earning respondents have actually more years of experience. So if we look at that pool of top earners, then the group that earns between $100,000 and $150,000, they have roughly 6 to 10 years of experience, and the other 50% will earn over $150,000, they have between 11 to 15 years of experience. And if you look at the educational background of these top earners, then for the $100,000 to $150,000 earners, the highest level of education was bachelor's degree. 41% of the respondents said that, and 25% of the respondents said master's degree. And if you look at the over $150,000 earners, then the highest level of education was bachelor's degree, 43%, master's degree, 23%, and MBA or doctorate, 27%. Then what kind of job positions do most digital marketers have? So based on the survey, 16% of them are actually owners. They're self-employed. And if we look at the top positions of the, let's say the top earners, most of them said, 37% of them said they are either directors or senior managers. And the majority of the digital marketeers will earn more than $150,000 per year. They are usually a president or a CEO. 23% of the respondents said that. Or they're either an owner or a C-level executive. And then if we look at where they work, where do the top earners work? So for the 100 and 150K earners, 50% of them work for a corporation and 37.5% are actually self-employed. And then for the above $150,000 earners, 63% of them are self-employed and 27% of them work for a corporation. And then finally, if you look at job satisfaction, how much do digital marketers like their job from day to day, then the average score that we get is 7.6 out of 10. And if you compare that to the benchmark of the average of Americans, which is very, of course, very general, but then 70% of Americans feel usually negative about their jobs, while digital marketers seem to enjoy what they do. And it also seems that the ones who earn more, they also have a higher satisfaction. So I think the conclusion of that is that if you love what you do, then eventually it will bring you also high rewards as long as you stay persistent and keep on learning and be ambitious. So that's a wrap. Hope today's podcast was helpful to you. If you have any questions or queries, please reach out to me and stay tuned for the next episode. This is Po Yi, broadcasting from Zurich. See you!